This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Motion carries unanimously.
Almost as soon as the University of South Florida Board of Trustees named Stephen Correll as the new system president, reaction began coming in. Pending state approval, Correll, the provost and vice president for academic affairs at Southern Methodist University in Texas, will take over for current president Judy Genshaft when she retires July 1st. One of the most glowing initial endorsements, perhaps not surprisingly, came from Genshaft herself.
Has all of the experience, both with private academic experience and public academic experience, fundraising, research, the whole profile is great, and he's got enthusiasm for the next era.
Student leaders also weighed in. Junior Brittany Dez is the student body president-elect for the Tampa campus.
I really liked his points on diversity and inclusion and his past work with women in business, as well as sustainability and the global climate. I thought that was great.
As the current Tampa student body president, senior Monir Carradine is also one of the trustees who was tasked with picking a new university leader. Originally, he leaned towards another finalist, but voted for Correll when the formal vote came. He said he was keeping his classmates' wishes in mind when he made his decision.
A lot of the students that I've spoken to, especially some of the leaders on campus, have really wanted someone who's a culture setter, someone who's really going to push the fold and really try to not just ingrain themselves as a president, but ingrain themselves as a member of this community.
One of the biggest challenges facing Correll is the ongoing consolidation and reaccreditation of the three USF campuses. That's weighing on the minds of faculty at USF St. Petersburg, where Professor of History Ray Arsenault is president of the Faculty Senate. He likes that Correll is what he calls a true academic. Speaking by phone, Arsenault added that he hopes that the new president respects the things that make his campus unique: community engagement, first-rate scholarship, and small class size.
Now, we've obviously been very concerned that we're going to be reduced to an instructional site, which we see as catastrophic for us. At the very least, we want to be a branch campus where we have some control over our own destiny, and we're perfectly happy to be part of a larger, preeminent university.
Reaction on social media was a little more mixed. Mark Sharp is executive director of an economic development group that focuses on the area in and around the Tampa campus. He voiced excitement on Twitter about Correll's history of supporting local businesses and university entrepreneurship. But others were more guarded. Many current students and alumni spoke about issues not covered during the week of interviews with the presidential finalists, including an on-campus football stadium, quite a few people want one, and USF's new logo, which most who spoke up want to get rid of. One of the most interesting comments online immediately after this election came from St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman, who tweeted his hope that Correll is, quote, always honest in his dealings as it relates to our city. The mayor expounded on that idea this week, saying he felt Genshaft and her administration have not been transparent about what the consolidation process will mean to USF St. Pete. He added that he looks forward to meeting with Correll, who he hopes will come in with an open mind.
The sooner he's able to get out and meet the communities, the better he'll be able to form his own opinions, as opposed to being predisposed to things that are said to him by current leadership.
Correll is scheduled to meet Thursday with the Florida Board of Governors, who will vote whether or not to approve him as USF's seventh president. We have more reactions and more about Correll on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.